Today on Jesse Duplantis Ministries.
The only way you're going to get people to believe that Christianity is the religion and Jesus is the Christ is if we all come together in unity. And as you're turning to the book of Psalms, chapter 133, the Lord placed this on my heart and I thought I'd speak a word to you about it. I want to talk this morning about the grace. Everybody say grace.
Grace.
The grace of unity. What it means to walk in unity. The problem with the body of Christ, we don't have unity. We have uniformity, which is not unity. Uniformity comes together once in a while, kind of a weak smile to each other, and then hardly ever see each other again. And I want to deal with that today because the body of Christ is one body made up of many members. So there should never be a church against a church, a Christian against a Christian. Think about that. It'd be like one hand slapping the other hand, and they're attached to a different arm, but they're still part of the body of Christ. King David here wrote this wonderful Psalms, and I want to deal with it this morning, and I just love it. It's a very short psalm, so I want to read it all. It'll be a blessing. Actually, it's a song. And he starts with this, "Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity." I'm going to be talking about the vision of unity, the spirit of unity, and the blessing of unity. But I want to read that again. Behold. Now, the Lord used the word behold because you very seldom ever see that. See unity of that magnitude. Behold, my Lord. Look at that. He's going, look at this. God loves it when his children are in unity. You love it when your children don't fight each other. Or if you have a Christmas dinner or something like that, and they say your kids are grown, they're all at your house and they're all enjoying each other, brothers and sisters. It's a wonderful thing. It makes the hearts of parents feel glad. Can you imagine the heart of God when he sees us all in one mind and one accord? That's why he said, behold, you are seeing something phenomenal here. As David was writing this wonderful psalm, he said, behold, how good and how pleasant. Notice he used two hows. He had to say, how good? Then he said to say, how pleasant. Some good is not pleasant. Some pleasant is not good. Think about that for a minute. I'm going to get into this. Yeah, some good is not pleasant and some pleasant is not good. But when this is right, you get two hows. How good and how pleasant, Lord Jesus. It is for brethren. Everybody say brethren. Now, you know who coined that word? That was Abraham. Abraham shut down the strife between him and Lot and the herdsmen when he said, we are brethren. It was over with. Why? One mind, one accord, brethren. Those words were coined. That's what David had on his mind when he was writing this wonderful song of Psalm. He said, behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell. It didn't say to meet together. It didn't say to be together. It didn't say to talk together. It said to dwell together. Habitation. Hello, Jesus. Hi, Jesse. More than religiosity, but actually living with each other. Dwelling. Dwell together in unity. Then he describes it. It is like the precious ointment or the anointing upon the head. What head? That ran down upon the beard, even Aaron. So in other words, this oil was very important to the Jewish nation. It was the anointing oil, and it only came upon the high priest. Now, notice, I want to read this whole verse here. It is like the precious ointment upon the head that ran down. Notice, underline ran down upon the beard, even Aaron's beard, and went down, underline went down, to the skirts of his garment. So notice that this ointment or this anointed oil was so precious that it was only allowed to be on the high priest's head. And it wasn't just a few drops. It was the whole pitcher. See, not only did it ran down, it went down. So there's two things going on here. Some people think that the only anointing is the head of the ministry. But you see, the Lord High Priest is a type of Jesus Christ. It ran down his head. He's the head. And he went down his beard, covering his face. So there was a lot of it. And then it went down all the way down to the garments. All the way down to the hem, which meant that the whole body of Christ must be filled with the anointing. Amen. Are you seeing that? Amen. Notice it. Because see, if the hem of the garment was torn, it wouldn't look right. You'd say there's a defect in the garment, or a defect in that, in that piece of a cloth. But notice it, not only did it go down, it ran down, it went down, which means it covers everybody, Baptist, Methodist, Episcopalian, Presbyterian, Church of God, Church of Christ, Word of Faith, Full Gospel, Assemblies of God, Catholic, Mennonite, Amish, everybody ought to be anointed. Somebody shout, somebody. That's the grace of unity. That, I'm not talking about greasy grace. I'm talking about anointed grace. Notice how much is in there. Let me read that again. Verse 2, it is like the precious ointment upon the head that ran down upon the beard, even Aaron's beard that went down to the skirts of his garment. Why did he say Aaron? Because he was the first high priest chosen by God. Then God didn't finish there. He went on, as the dew of Hermon, that is a mountain in Israel, and as the dew that descended upon the mountains of Zion, dew brings great and wonderful refreshment to dry places. Yes. Notice this. God expects you to be refreshed. Yes. He expects you to be wet with the dew, so much that you drip with refreshing. See, when you're like that, you don't have time to fight. You don't have time to accuse. You don't have time to abuse. You don't have time to speak against the Catholic Church or the Methodist Church. Notice that, or the Pentecostal Church. You don't even have time to speak against each other. Whoa, this is getting good. And I hadn't even started the message yet. This is the preamble, glory to God. It's like the dew. And water makes things what? Grow. Because without water, you have desert, right? It is like the dew of Hermon, as the dew of Hermon, as the dew that descended upon the mountains of Zion. For there the Lord commanded the blessing. How many of y'all want the blessing? Amen. You got to get wet. Yes. Want the blessing? Notice this here, even life forevermore. So it makes no difference what's happening in life. The blessing takes care of you if you learn to get wet. If you accept the dew. I want to deal today with the grace of unity. And I'm going to start off with that vision of unity. So write this down if you don't mind. The vision of unity is the fulfillment of our Lord's Prayer. Write it down. The vision of unity is the fulfillment of our Lord's Prayer. What Lord's Prayer? Not the Our Father prayer. The prayer in St. John 17, verse 21. Jesus talking says this, they that all may be one as thou, Father, art in me and I in thee, that they also may be one in us. In other words, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost in you. See, unity is the fulfillment of St. John 17, verse 21. Turn to it so you can look at it because it's in red. Notice what it says here. Well, let's read verse 16. That'll help you prepare you for it here. Verse 20. Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word. How many of y'all believe on Jesus? Come on. Well, then he's talking about you. Verse 21, St. John 17, 21. That they all may be one. That's unity. As thou, Father, art in me and I in thee. That's unity. That they also may be one in us. That's unity. That the world may believe that thou hast sent me. The only way you're going to get people to believe that Christianity is the religion and Jesus is the Christ is if we all come together in unity. Are you seeing that? That's the vision of unity. It's the fulfillment of that prayer. Now, what does that mean? Write this down. Unity requires harmonized varieties. Unity requires harmonized varieties. What does that mean? That is association, that's life, and that's liberty. See, that's how you fulfill St. John 17, 21. That when people see you, they see Christ in you. The hope of glory. Which means we ought to be loving everybody instead of a short few. That's the vision of unity. I used to have some wonderful friends in other churches, and I miss that relationship. Because, you know, I believe they're going to heaven, and I'm going to heaven, but we're not going to be on different sides of the wall. So if we can't get along here, what makes you think you're going to get along there? You see what I'm saying? But Satan has been hitting all the notes with no harmony in them. See, and what happens where there's no harmony, there is no music. So unity requires harmonized variety. What is that? Association, life, and liberty. Write this down. Unity is a spiritual, everybody say spiritual. Unity is a spiritual influence. What's it doing? Spreading abroad to heal wounds and sweeten relationships. Unity is a spiritual influence, spreading abroad to heal wounds and sweeten relationships. So that's what unity is. That's the vision of it. I remember many years ago, a minister got very angry at me. It took him 31 years to repent. I tried to figure out what I did wrong, and I couldn't figure it out. I said, I'll take wrong if I'm wrong. I'll take wrong even if I'm right. I could not figure it out. Then I asked the Lord in my aggravation, Lord, what did I do wrong? How come I can't find what I did wrong? He said, you didn't do nothing wrong. That's why you can't find it. See, a lot of you are searching, thinking, why did that thing explode? Why did that break up? What did happen? And you're searching, you're still frustrated. You can't understand why. And you're looking because you're willing to repent publicly. It doesn't make any difference. You're just trying to figure, but you can't. You know why? Why you can't find it? Because you didn't do nothing wrong. Amen. But he came to his senses 30-something years later and came here and said, I'm sorry. And I said, that's no problem, brother. That's a blessing. But I thought 31 years that we could have fellowshipped in unity. You know, unity is when you're here and when you're not here. You see, I'm saying unity is a spiritual influence spreading abroad to heal wounds and sweeten relationships. It happens in marriage. You get angry at each other and you're mad as a hornet at each other for a few hours, maybe a few days. You know, some women a few years, I don't know. You know, or some men vice versa. In other words, grudges develop. Yes, sir. But you know, if you both are willing to say, I'm sorry, it sweetens and heals the wounds. Mm. See, that's the vision of unity. That's what David was saying. Behold, look at this. This is an amazing thing. How good and how pleasant. Got to use two hows on that. It is for the brethren to dwell. In other words, not just visit at a breakfast, but to dwell together in unity. That's that vision of unity. God's saying, he's looking at all his children and said, look how much fun they're having. Isn't it amazing when you ask some people, where do you go to church? I'm Catholic. I'm Baptist. There's a wall. I think the only wall should be built is probably Trump's wall. I guess if that's what he wants, I don't know. My Lord Jesus, whatever, you know. That's another thing I don't struggle with. There's some presidents I did not like. And I'm going to be talking about that in a few minutes. I did not like at all. But it doesn't make any difference whether I like them or not. It's not my right to criticize. But it is my right to pray. There are definitely some people in St. Charles Parish I do not like. But I have a responsibility to pray for our leaders that we live a peaceful, gentle, quiet life. We can agree to disagree. There's not a thing wrong with that. But it's very hard to pray for somebody you don't like. You thinking of them right now. I just saw it. See, unity is a spiritual influence. Anybody ever been ripped off? Hold your hand up. Did you pray for them? Well, we lost every hand right there. Yeah, Jesus, kill them all, Jesus. Just kill them. No. Unity is a spiritual influence spreading abroad to heal wounds and sweetens relationships. So let me go over this vision of unity. Look at your notes. The vision of unity is the fulfillment of our Lord's prayer. What is that prayer? That's St. John 17, verse 21. I'll just say a piece of it. That you are, that thou, Father, art in me and I in thee, that they also may be one in us. That's why you hear me say this. The only Jesus some people may ever see is the Jesus in you or the Jesus in me. So when you understand that, you begin to look like each other. Why do your kids look like you? Come on. Why? because they are part of you. I was looking at Abby a while ago in a green room or a speaker room, whatever you call it. And you know who I saw? I saw David Sostrand, and he's in heaven. And I'm pretty sure, and he said, "Ain't that one pretty girl? She looks just like me." She has her grandfather. She said, "But her grandfather's heaven. Don't make no difference where you are. The DNA is there." You, do you understand what I'm saying? So when you see that, you should never forget people that have gone on before you, and never forget those that left you here in terms of another church. Well, I lost a few of you right there. I'm not saying going to the churches. What I'm saying is pray for them. Yeah. You have to do that. It's not easy. I'll just tell you, one of my hardest presidents to pray for was Jimmy Carter. Anybody remember Jimmy Carter, if you're my age? That was the weakest guy I ever saw in my life. Yet the greatest, and I say it, President Carter, the greatest ex-president I've ever seen in my life. That man is a perfect example of an ex-president. Helping people, nailing building houses. He's even teaching Sunday school, and he's in his 90s. Cancer tried to kill him not long ago in his brain. He rebuked it in Jesus' name, went on, kept on teaching. But when the presidency was on him, and who are us to really criticize any president? Because we think we know about it. Same thing with them senators and congressmen. See, the senator is thinking about the state. The congressman is thinking about the district. The president is thinking about all of them. And we have three branches of government. What is it? The executive, the legislative, and the judicial. Who's the most powerful? Well, they're all three in one. They should be one. But if you separate them and you want to fight, you know who's going to win? The executive branch. Why? He controls the army. You can't win a battle against the president. You can do it politically. He's got the power to take you out. Especially if them generals listen. You see what I'm saying? But that's not even supposed to be a thought. We must all come together in unity. But the problem is, it's uniformity. See, they don't understand the vision. They need to read Psalms 133, verses 1, 2, 3. That they all walk in, Democrats, Republicans, and independents, and go, "Brethren, ho, behold, we all here and not mad." Think about that. That's why it's wonderful. You see, and I like what he says here, verse 2 again. It's like the pressure upon the beard, which ran down upon the beard, even Aaron's beard, that went down to the skirts of his garments. In other words, it has fragrance in it. Don't you love it when somebody passes by you that smells good? You ever been walking in the mall, some lady passed by, and you go, "Lord Jesus, well, she smelled good." And it's not trying to be sexual or nothing. There's just this nice perfume. Have you ever been by somebody that didn't smell good? You remember those quicker, don't you? Don't you remember that a lot easier? It's nasty, right? Now, you know how many people have went by you that smell good, but you don't remember them? You just go, "Oh, yeah, yeah." But boy, when I say, "Whoo, body odor." Huh? You ever had people smell so bad that it make you choke? Hold your hand up if I'm telling the truth here. Yeah. I hope that's not that person next to you today. Because if it is, if they're there, unity is a spiritual influence. Spreading over to you to heal wounds and sweetens relations and relationships. That's the vision of unity. That's what David was praying about. Now let's deal with the spirit of unity. What does that mean, the spirit of unity? Write this down. Acts of uniformity cannot secure unity. Acts of uniformity cannot secure unity. Calling all the pastors of the churches to have breakfast together once a month, once every. Yeah, but what do they do the next 29 or 30 days? Do they talk bad about each other? Do they try to capture each other's sheep? You know, if you keep your sheep fat that can't fit through the fence? And if yours is, you know, just keep them fat, they try to get through there, they get hit with the bar, you know, with the barbed wire, a point here and a point there. Think about that. Yeah, they may be nice in uniformity. They went to the breakfast. But what did they do the rest of the 30 days, if it's 31, 30 days, or the 29 days? See, uniformity or acts of uniformity cannot secure unity. It's not secure. It won't happen. Even if you go to the same Christian rock concert or Christian concert, or you visit their meetings, that's not going to secure unity. You see what I'm saying? How do I know that? There was a day that came that the sons of God appeared before the Father, and Satan was amongst them. See, he goes to the breakfasts too. Well, let me go preach over here because they ain't getting it over here. I can see that. He goes to the breakfasts too. He said, what are you doing? He said, I've been walking to and fro the earth. Looking for what? Weakness. Looking to steal, kill, and destroy. That's not the job of the church. Acts of uniformity cannot secure unity. I'm dealing with the spirit of unity now. Write this down. Now, this is very important. No real agreement exists where none is allowed to disagree. No real agreement exists where none is allowed to disagree. You must be allowed to disagree and then to agree to disagree. I hope you're enjoying today's program. I want to tell you about this month's partner offer, the difference between enough and all. God doesn't want you to be satisfied with just enough. Enough runs out. But if you dedicate yourself entirely to the Lord, you get in position to receive all of His goodness, and that's heaven on earth. Do you hear me? Heaven on earth. Find out how to get it at jdm.org.
You can broadcast the wonderful works of God right where you are. We have been entrusted to see to it that this message gets communicated to everyone everywhere. You could be the one that changes somebody's life. You may not change thousands, but if you change one, that's all that counts.
Kathy Duplantis' Glorious, A Conference for Women, March 7th and 8th, 2025.
You know, God is the creator, and we should be creators too. In my book, Notes from a Vision Specialist, I reveal some of my vision-impacting experiences so that you can make your vision real God's way. God wants you blessed and excited about your future. Order Notes from a Vision Specialist and decide to make the vision real.
Order your physical copy or digital download for your donation amount of $5 or more at jdm.org.
I hope today's message encouraged you. We are called to live in unity. There is grace and blessing that comes when we live in unity with God and others. Now, how do you do that? You agree with each other. You agree. And if you disagree, you can agree to disagree without being disagreeable. That in itself is unity. And I mean that it will bless you. I'm telling you, God will help you. If you'd like to watch today's full message, all you have to do is go to our free JDM app. You can watch it all right there. My February product offer. I gotta like my new book, Notes from a Vision Specialist. I am a vision specialist. I don't mean that pridefully. I'm 10 years ahead on everything I do. I hope you get this today. Your Father wants you to be blessed and excited about your future. This book right here will build your faith, inspire you to run with your vision, and make it a living reality. You get your copy by going to jdm.org. And get all the ordering information, and you'll be blessed. Partners, thank you once again for your glorious support to this ministry. I'm amazed. You know, I pray for you every day, not because you're sending finances, because you deserve to get every prayer answered you have ever prayed. And the Bible said, if two of us agree on earth as touching anything, Jesus said, ask anything in my name. Well, brother, I pray that every day for you. Partner, I can't say thank you enough. Me and Kathy, I mean, y'all on our mind 24/7. I call you my extended family.
And every time you send money, we ask the Lord for every dollar given. You've heard me say it a bunch of times. Give me a soul into the kingdom. And it's happening, ladies and gentlemen. It is happening. Thank God for social media, broadcast television. But we couldn't do any of this stuff without your faithful financial support. And me and Kathy don't get any of that. 100% of what you give goes into world evangelism. Isn't that a blessing of God? We've been debt-free since 1982. 49 years of preaching this glorious gospel without, listen, and never have a deficit. That's a miracle of God. Why? Because I trust you, you trust me, we both trust God. I love saying that it's because it's true. And we're praying for you, what you believe in God for, spiritually, physically, and financially. And the hundredfold anointing is on me, and it'll come on you. I believe that with every fiber of my being. Thank you for watching us today. Jesse DePlanis from New Orleans, and we'll see you next week. May God richly bless you. Okay? See ya. Bye.
Jesus said he could change a nation in a day. We can preach to the world today. 7.8 billion people in 7 minutes. A time has come.
We have a job to do, a vision to fulfill.
We're believing God for the unbelievable, the impossible, simply because it's doable.
He said, now, the uttermost parts of the world are yours. Go.
Every little thing that I can give him opportunity to expand, I will.
He's looking for people that are bold enough to step up and say, yes, Lord, here I am. Use me.
Come on. Hallelujah.
The only Jesus some people may ever see is the Jesus in you or the Jesus in me. Now, let's show the world who he really is.
Life-changing. I mean, Brother Jesse just always brings an amazing word.
There's such a connection when you come here.
This is our personal time just to get vision.
Visionary conference, full of faith, full of hope.
Come expecting, because your expectancy will be increased.
Don't miss Jesse DePlanis 2025 Visionary Conference, July 10th and 11th at JDM International Headquarters in Destrehan, Louisiana.
Did you know angels are real and many of them are here today? God's word is full of supernatural experiences by people just like you and me. Order your copy today at jdm.org.
How many times you went to church and got condemned? How did that happen? They were reading a genetically altered Bible. They were genetically altered to make you feel guilty. When love does not make you feel guilty, love opens your eyes to the truth.